It's now 8 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 28, Polokwane 29. The Minister for Sports, Arts and Culture, Gayton McKenzie, has condemned the fatal shooting of 22-year-old Chesney Patricia Klepler by her 42-year-old police officer boyfriend in Eldorado Park. Klepler was a member of the Gauteng Crime Prevention Wardens stationed at Eldorado Park Police Station. The officer is under police guard at Baragwanath Hospital following a suicide attempt.
I know the father personally. What has happened to Chesney, it is a tragedy. It shouldn't happen. We're going to make sure that the world knows the story. And I want to ask the community not to take the law into their own hands. He needs to go to court. He needs to go and answer for shooting Chesney.
The City of Tshwane says due to urgent maintenance work that has to be carried out on the Belle Ombre main feed substation, large parts of the city will be without electricity today. The city spokesperson Sabi Bukaba says the emergency repairs has to be completed to prevent a fire at the substation. He says the repair work is expected to begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 12 p.m. today.
The following areas will be affected: Pretoria Central Business District, Sunnyside, Arcadia, Muckleneck, Groenkloof, Marabastad, Pretoria West Industrial Areas, Capital Park, Daspoort, Pretoria Gardens, Hermanstad, Hercules, Innersdale, and Gesina. Residents are urged to always treat all apparatus as life.
For more on this story, go to jackrandfm.com, click on news. AfriForum is prepared to oppose the information regulator's urgent court bid to block the publication of the 2024 matric results. Head of Cultural Affairs Alana Bailey emphasized that publishing exam numbers without names balances privacy and public interest.
We still maintain that it is in public interest to publish the matric results and that it will provide adequate protection of the privacy of matriculants if only the examination numbers are used.
United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern over the post-election violence in Mozambique. Associate spokesperson Stephanie Tremblay says Guterres emphasizes the need for peaceful resolution.
The Secretary-General is concerned about the post-election violence which has resulted in loss of lives and the destruction of public and private property. He urges all political leaders to defuse tensions through meaningful dialogue to seek a peaceful resolution to the ongoing crisis.
And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump filed a brief urging the U.S. Supreme Court to pause a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. the day before his January 20th inauguration if it is not sold by the Chinese owner, ByteDance. Trump was fiercely opposed to TikTok during his first term and tried to ban the video app on national security grounds. Trump has now, however, reversed course after meeting with the company's CEO earlier this month. I'm Milpinaar Hoofnestuur. Minister McKenzie veroordeel noodlottige skietery van vrou in Eldorado Park.
Another shocker. Another absolute shocker. Speaking of other shocks, okay, so the electricity issue for Auckland, it's the Belle Ombre substation has been closed. They're doing urgent repair works. It means that, as Emil's been telling you, vast areas of the capital are without power. It's due to last until midday. We will keep you in the loop. If there's any other developments, we'll let you know.
Yes, the list of the areas that is expected to be affected is on jackaranafm.com. Click on news.
Fantastic. Thanks, Emil. You rock.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Legendary. Saturdays, 7 to 10. Jacaranda FM.
Baby, we both know this is not our time. It's time to say goodbye until we meet again. 'Cause this is not the end.